This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to the next edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming as we head back to California to catch up with Joby Gutierrez. Joby, welcome back on. Nice to touch base once again.
Thanks. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Toby, I'm interested to find out more about your swim. You've mentioned that over your entire triathlon career, your swim's pretty much, I don't want to say it's stagnated, but it's been pretty stable. There haven't been major improvements. Was that a conscious thing that you just decided, you know what, the gains aren't as big to be made, so putting tons of extra time in is not really worth it because you're busy, or have you just really struggled to improve your swim times?
Yeah, so I one of my biggest struggles with the swim is I have a lot of mobility issues up top. You know, my upper T spine is a little tight, and this is, you know, even though I am doing work on it, my shoulder range of motion from I've had some throwing injuries. I lack the mobility, and I'm pretty stiff up top, and so that has been a big limiter for me. And I definitely put in the work as far as fitness goes, but as far as being efficient in the water, I'm not as efficient as I probably could be. And you know, the easy way would be to say, hey, I'm not going to put in any time on the swim because it's a short durate, it's a short discipline. But really, the swim fitness impacts everything else. If you come out of the water just beat to crap, then you're going to struggle on the bike. You're definitely going to struggle on the run. So I don't ignore it. I still put in the time, but that's kind of been my Achilles heel, you know, and with the focus of the bike and improving the bike, and kind of getting the bike to where I want it to be, the swim now is my next target. Like, okay, let's get some time off of this swim.
Tell me about some of the things you've had to do to improve your mobility. You mentioned the throwing injury. You told us in our first chat that you had a bit of a baseball background as well. What are some of the things that you've done to sort of loosen yourself up, so to speak?
So I've done a lot of mobility work, just taking my body through various ranges of motion. I think one thing that didn't help me was when I got into college, I spent a lot of time lifting weights. And I did my first triathlon. I typically race now at about 160, 162 pounds. I did my first Ironman at like 179 pounds. And I wasn't carrying a lot of body fat, but it was just like way too much muscle mass, and it wasn't doing me any favors. So it's been a process to get rid of some of that. And because of the training the type of training that I did, you know, everything became kind of locked up on me. And so I do some mobility work, some band work. I'm rolling out on a foam roller. I have some trigger point balls that I use to get in there. I'm doing just a lot of exercises on the floor where I'm taking myself through the range of motion that I don't typically have. If I'm not doing that work, I can feel it big time. I can feel it especially when I'm on the bike in the aero position. If I haven't been doing the mobility work, my body goes back to kind of what it is used to, and it gets tight and locks up.
And as far as workouts in the water go, what do you love doing?
So I find that what I need to translate what I'm doing in the pool to what's happening on race day is I need to spend time in open water, because for me, touching off on the wall every turn, especially, you know, I'm in a 25 yard pool, it can be very deceiving. You can swim some faster times than you typically can put out in open water. So for me, I need to spend time in open water, and I need to spend time working on my pacing and my sighting, and just doing, since I'm not a necessarily a fast swimmer, my Ironman times are typically like 110 to 114. That's about my swim time for my Ironman. But I need to make sure that I'm not swimming any extra. I'm not swimming. I'm not taking any longer lines to where I need to get to, because I need to work efficiently in the water. So that the time that I spend swimming in open water, it serves me well. And I'm fortunate to live fairly close to the ocean. So I can do a lot of stuff, during the summer months, in the ocean. And that really coincides well with the triathlon season as well as Kona.
How many times a week in the summer would you typically get into open water as opposed to being in the pool?
Once a week. So usually my Sunday, usually my routine is on a Sunday. I'm swimming early in open water, and then I follow that up with my run. So, usually once a week in the summertime, sometimes, twice a week. We have a couple of little local races. It's a swim run event. I'll go out there and do that. It's not long distance, but it's just nice to have other people around swimming with. And then that's also during the summer months. So once a week is about average for me.
Brilliant. Well, Joby, as always, great to catch up. I look forward to talking about your bike, but we'll save that for next time out.
Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.